Hey everyone, it's Rose.
And it's Maggie.
Welcome to Enchanting Magic, our podcast about
Disney. And I'm very sad to say, I am leaving Florida this week and going back home to Jersey. But I have loved every second being here in Florida, and we spent a week in Disney. We actually went on a cruise to the Caribbean for a week. And then as soon as we got back, we took a day off, and then I'm like, we gotta go to Disney.
Yeah, meanwhile, I am getting ready for the start of the school year, so...
Yeah, so we got to celebrate Rose's return to school by decorating her classroom yesterday.
I still have a lot of work.
Yeah, but now it's back to Disney, and...
Disney news.
Oh, can't wait to return. Disney is magical. It doesn't lose its magic no matter how many times you go.
So I do have some Disney news. My first Disney news is going to be about Disneyland, even though I'm not over there. And that is that there's a new Dole Whip flavor. It's peach.
Oh, wow. Dole Whip peach. That's, you know, peach is very hot right now everywhere. Even like Miller's, I think Culver's had it. A lot of it's peach.
Yeah. Also, the Fantastic Four are going to be over in Disneyland, which is really cool.
That's true.
Yeah, we'll get to that. And there's new different foods and stuff over in Disneyland. Like a new sipper, a new straw that actually features Mr. Fantastic on it, which is kind of interesting. And items. There's cheese pepperoni pizza. There's a special. There's a black and white cookie. I love black and white cookies.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I love black and white cookies. They're amazing.
I didn't know. Oh, my gosh. The slice of pizza is huge. And each of the pepperoni slices on that slice are about the size of a softball. They're huge.
It also just might be the pitcher.
Maybe.
That's the straw, by the way.
I know. I can see that. Thank you. That looks like...
There's a new clobbling stripper.
Okay. We're done with this.
Oh, but look at this mozzarella stick.
Okay. Oh, it's blue. They all are celebrating The Incredibles. Did they just have a movie come out or something?
Yeah, the movie's coming out.
Oh, there you go.
For those of you who are on the fence about getting a annual pass, starting right now, you can get a special gift card if you buy an annual pass.
Mom, it's like 2 weeks too late.
Yeah. Depending on which one you buy, it's different amounts. The highest is $100, the lowest is $25.
I would have got a $100 gift card, man.
Yes, you would have.
They should give it to anyone anyway.
Yeah, we wish. The Boardwalk's Blue Ribbon Corn Dogs is going down for maintenance, which, yeah. Very Merry Christmas tickets are now on sale, as are the Jollywood Nights tickets. Which I think is the reason I don't want them. And then, of course, we have, on the day we're recording this, a favorite attraction is back up.
Vroom, vroom.
And just minutes after opening, there's a 150-minute wait.
Oh my gosh. Test Track is on.
I think I will wait about a month before I go on Test Track.
Yeah, I would too. Wait. I'm going to check right now what the wait time is on Test Track.
Just wait for it to die down slightly. Make sure you switch your location. But yeah. The Star Wars launch bay is actually going to be closing. I'm not upset about that at all.
No, what place?
The Star Wars launch bay.
Oh. 75 minutes standby wait right now for Test Track.
Okay.
That's more than Guardians, the Galaxy of the Guardians, which is incredible.
Yeah, well, everyone wants to go to Test Track. We've missed it.
Well, Galaxy is 70,
so.
Galaxy is
always
more. Okay.
All right, and this week, what are we doing, Mom, unless you have more news?
Nope, no news for me. Except that I'm sad to leave the Disney area. We're doing a click and spin. We have been extremely busy setting up Rose's classroom. We just got back from our cruise. So we have a random word.
Wheel.
Yes.
And I honestly don't remember what words I put on this because I made this like 3 months ago.
So we're clicking the spin.
I don't have a touch screen, Mom.
I forgot. I just touched your screen.
Yeah, now I'll clean it.
Okay.
All right, let's see. What is our first word? Who's going first?
I will. Lost. This is an easy word for me. The word is lost. Even with a map on the Disney app, I get lost. Disney, I have no sense of direction sometimes, so I get lost at Disney very easily.
All righty. Mine is the lost city of Atlantis.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because Atlantis and the movie.
True.
So, that one's mostly self-explanatory, but I do really love that movie. That's a good movie.
It's okay.
It's not watched by a lot of people. No one remembers it anymore.
I remember. Michael J. Fox was the star in it. He was the voice.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why you remember it.
Yeah.
All right. Next spin. What are we going to get?
$1 million.
I wish. No, we are going to get... necklace.
Okay.
Ursula's necklace.
Oh, yeah.
Where she holds the little shell necklace that she wears that holds Ariel's voice and that she uses it to trick Prince Eric in the movie.
Very good. That's a very good one.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk about all the jewelry that's available to buy. I actually bought a Mickey Mouse necklace with a pearl in it to wear, but the necklaces, actually right now I'm wearing a heart necklace with an M in it. Oh, sorry, it's a Minnie Mouse necklace. And it has an M in, like, cubic zirconiums, I guess, which I love.
You looked at every single shop's necklaces, too.
I do. I love jewelry.
Alrighty.
Glow. Ooh. I love the word glow. Because it reminds me of Buzz Lightyear. And when you're... Which one is that? The Ranger? Space Ranger.
Space Ranger, you want me to.
Where everything glows. And you're through it, and it glows. It's... Oh, amazing.
And it is about to close down.
Yeah, that's right.
For refurbishment, though. So that's not bad.
So when I come back, and whenever I come back...
And apparently you're going to be able to move the guns... The shooters, which is going to be so nice.
Oh, yeah. Just need someone to control the car.
Sometimes they lean. They just go...
Okay.
You can't... This is an art podcast. It's not visual.
Gross. What's glow? What about you? Say your word.
So, for glow, my thought is actually the glow parties.
Oh, okay.
At Disney... At their water parks. They have after-hour glow parties.
That's right. We had one because we had a rental, but we didn't want to go to it.
We almost went to it. We can get glow-up necklaces and bracelets, and you're out in the lagoon, the water park. I think it was that Typhoon Lagoon. Okay. And it just, it looks really cool.
Oh, you might have to try it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Our next one is Market.
Silence.
I actually have an idea for this one.
Okay, go ahead.
Belle walking through the market in her song in the beginning of the
really
movie.
Good. That's good.
And singing about... The people are singing about her. Yeah.
Yep. I was thinking about, actually, Tarzan. When the chimps come into the... clearing or the campsite... And they're playing all the instruments, and you see the clothing. It just reminds me of a market scene.
It kind of, yeah.
So that's what I thought of.
I had a second thought, but...
No second thoughts. Spin. Nope, no second thoughts.
There's actually a place in Disney called The Market.
Rose!
It's Eric's. Alrighty, what is our... Aww.
Aww, the word is love. Oh my gosh. Actually, there was, again, I did a lot of shopping. Well, not really shopping, but I looked at everything because I wanted to get stuff for people back home. And there was, I think it was a backpack that had the Pride heart on it.
And
And it was beautiful because it was like Mickey's hands, like in his gloves, and it had the rainbow color in the heart. It was really pretty.
I love Disney.
Oh, that's how perfect can you get?
So I am not surprised, explain later, about the fact that I love Disney. And we wouldn't be doing this podcast if we did not love Disney. So my thought for love is how much love we have for Disney. The parks, the movies, everything about it.
The magical feeling that, you know, I'll be 60 and I still have... That same magic that I had from when I was little.
Yeah, you walk in and it is magical.
True. Okay.
Going off of love, our next word is romantic.
Ooh, romantic.
Oh, romance.
Do you want me to go first? Because I got something.
Disney princes and princesses.
Okay, there you go.
They are in love with each other, hopefully. And so their stories entail their romance.
Very nice. I like that.
Thank you.
I was thinking about Cinderella's castle and spending the night there. And they say, like, on your honeymoon or, like, a special night, you have to be a cast member or something. But how romantic it is to just go out to dinner normally, but to go out to dinner in Disney and have that romance and have that magic surrounding you. Love it.
Or just head over after work and have dinner.
Excuse me, it was my turn, not yours. You gave your 2 cents already. Hush. Okay. The next word is exit. I made this comment to you, actually, Rose, when we were leaving. I said how wonderful it is that all the people wave to you. Goodbye, have a good night, thank you for visiting. It's not only like, oh, goodbye, it's they're happy, they're smiling. I like that. What are you thinking? Because you were laughing when it spun.
Oh, because exit's a weird word. I love the fact that when there's a gift shop at the exit of a ride.
Oh.
I love looking in gift shops. I don't always buy anything, but mm-hmm. I love looking at the different themed merch for the ride.
Yes. And then they have other merchandise that doesn't seem themed also.
Sometimes, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I really think that there should be a little thing at the end of every single ride.
I agree. I totally agree, because that's like a merchandising heaven right there.
It's just, I love themed merch.
Okay.
I don't know what about it.
There was a lot.
Yeah. Love the Tower of Terror one the most, I think.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Stadium.
Alrighty. It's gonna be a bit of a curve ball.
Okay.
So, you know how Disney has parks?
Yes.
And do you know that there's technically an extra park here in Florida?
Yes.
The ESPN campus?
Yep.
That's like a stadium.
It is like a stadium, yeah.
I've never been there. I know they do cheer concerts there because the line gets really long sometimes.
That's probably why Disney and ESPN connect together in their bundles.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also don't think it's used much other than that.
Mm-hmm. Stadium for me is all the seating. A lot of the seating at the shows, they're a stadium. They're like, they're aluminum benches. I'm not talking Yankee Stadium. I'm talking like a normal stadium, like for high school, college. They're aluminum benches, and that's a lot of the seating.
Yeah.
And any of the programs.
You're not wrong about that.
Thank you.
And there's a lot of places.
The next one. Oh, positive. I actually came up with two. I'll do in the laugh floor, they have a canister and you need to fill it with laughter, just like in the movie. So each time you get a positive reaction, the little meter goes up, 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 up. So it's like a battery. The more positive charge it gets. So that's what it reminds me of. Mike Wazowski.
Okay, so my first thought with positive has nothing to do with Disney's.
Oh,
but
wow.
I might say it anyways.
Rose, we're doing a Disney podcast. Do you realize that?
It's my spring goes to the song from Legally Blonde called Positive. Keep it positive.
Legally Blonde has that song?
In the musical, yeah.
Oh, the musical. Okay.
Yeah, but that was my first thought. I don't know. It will not stop being my first thought with positive.
We will edit that out because it has nothing at all to do with Disney. That is not a Disney rights movie.
No, but that's going to be for Munchkin.
Okay.
But so positive is in Rapunzel. Do you remember when she first gets out of the tower?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes from very high positive to down and then back to high.
Yes.
Her emotions just going everywhere.
Oh, that's right. It is a roller coaster.
Roller coaster of emotions.
What's my mother going to say? Oh, I'm free.
I'm a terrible mother. I'm never going back.
That's right. Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That's going to be mine for positive.
Now, your word is... Ooh.
Oh, okay. Youth.
Youth.
I'm going to think of it as youth, like little kids. And how many little hidden spots there are for kids little things for them to discover in Disney parks. Whether it be hidden playgrounds to, like, things that spit water or mist at you.
Or
little hidden Mickeys.
Pins.
Or pins. There's so many different little things for kids to find.
Okay. That's a nice idea. The scavenger hunts, I mean, there's so much.
Oh, yeah, there's scavenger hunts, too, yeah.
I'm going to take youth as a feeling. You have a very youthful feeling when you're there. And no matter what age you are, there were couples that had to be in their 70s and 80s there, and they were smiling, you know, some of them walked, some of them had carts. Didn't matter. You had a feeling of youth, because that's what Disney does to you.
That's a very good thought.
Thank you. Okay.
Alrighty.
Ooh,
the next it's tight. What's it going to be?
It's
fantasy.
No, you're not using fantasy words. Fantasy.
Aww.
I guess it's like Disney's slogan where all your wishes come true. Your dream is a wish your heart makes. Well, I guess that's to do with fantasy too. Like, a vacation is a fantasy. It's something that you really have high hopes for and hype. And I would say a Disney vacation is like a fantasy. It's like nothing you've ever imagined. It's better.
So I'm guessing I'm not allowed to use the Disney Fantasy or Fantasyland?
Nope.
Darn it.
That's too easy to tell.
So I'm just going to go with the genre of the movies and books and everything that they, media that they put out, is fantasy for the most part. That's the main genre of all of their
that's true.
Media.
Yeah. I like that. Even Harry Potter. Oops, wait. That's not Disney.
Yeah. Do I have to edit that out too?
No, I just had to sneak that in. Okay, the next word is... Yes.
Oh, you like this one.
I do.
Treat. So, treat is going to be my favorite treat at Disney.
Oh, I was thinking that too. Go ahead.
So, my favorite treat is not a sweet treat.
Okay. Savory?
It is a savory, and that is always going to be the poutine.
Oh, they were good.
I love poutine. French fries, gravy, cheese curds, there's nothing better. Whether I'm getting it in Epcot or at Disney Springs. I really need to try making it myself, but I don't want to buy cheese curds because I will eat them instead of putting them on poutine.
That's okay. They're to be eaten. They're good for their cheese, their protein, probably. I don't know. I don't need them. Treat. Automatically Mickey pretzel. I was also thinking about the special treats that are done during festivals, because that's, what, 4 times a year?
Yeah.
The different treats that they have, and they're seasonal. Like right now, there's peach. There's so much. As soon as the holidays come, I can't wait till I get the gingerbread inspired. And the flower and garden has, like, really citrusy, uplifting, and they have so many different treats that change each season.
And food and wine is coming up soon, so we're going to get wine pairings.
Okay.
All right. Our next word is background.
Background. I'm trying to think. Background. I would say I'm thinking more of like Toy Story Land.
Okay.
But each ride, you need to look past the ride and look at the background. All the different artifacts that are there, the statues, the coloring. It's like looking at a book. When you have a book and you just look at the cover, it's great, it draws you in, but then the inside of the book is what really, really you love.
Okay.
Well, that's the way I look at the book. So, like, Toy Story Land, it's wonderful. The outside, the background. When you go into the Toy Story Mania, I think it is, looking at the background, the cards, the statues, all the little things that have to do with Toy Story are throughout the whole ride. And then you look up, and there's a Candyland board. So definitely look at the background, because these creators of Disney spent a lot of time going into creating rides.
So mine was actually very similar for background. I was thinking about things like the forced perspective that they have for the Disneyland.
Yeah.
When you enter, it looks like it's more stories than it is. In Pandora, there's like different rocks all the way far. They like really get it far. And then you go to Hollywood Studios, and if you most of the parks, if you go around the outside on the actual roads and highways, it looks Disney-fied. And then you go to Hollywood Studios and in Star Wars Land, it's like a stick with cardboard on top.
I don't know what you're talking about, folks, so...
Their set dressing is not as great for Hollywood Studios. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next word is... Ooh. Decide.
Decide. So, I have a feeling my mom's thinking about the obvious one, so I'll leave that one for her.
Okay.
Are you?
Go ahead. No, no. Do your thing.
All right, then I'll go for the one that first popped in my brain. How to decide to go on a Disney trip.
No, I wasn't thinking that.
Oh, alrighty. So, you have to decide so many things when you go on a Disney trip. Whether how long you're going, what time of year, what parks, if only a couple or all of them. Mm-hmm. If you're going to take a rest day, which the answer to that should be, yes, you are taking a rest day.
Even if it's a half a day, take something.
Yeah. Are you going to use a travel agent, or are you going to book it all yourself? Which I will recommend using a travel agent. If they're affiliated with Disney, it does not cost you anything.
True.
So it just takes some of the booking out of you. Decide if you're going to quick services or table services, and what times. Mm-hmm. Also decide what you're going to wear.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Are you going to just be comfy? Or are you going to do a theme? Or are you going to do Disney bounding? Are you going to match with someone with matching t-shirts?
So that was a little emphasis on that, Rose.
I like coordinating t-shirts. I'm not a huge matching t-shirt fan, okay?
Except those tie-dye ones that family had on. There was the husband, the wife, and the kid. They were like a Starburst tie-dye. They were blue and they were orange and they were yellow. It was very pretty.
Okay.
My decide is, how do you decide what park to go to? That was my decision when we were planning this. It's like, I want to go to Epcot, but I love Magic. Do I spend 2 days in Magic? Do I spend 2 days in Epcot? You know, trying to decide what park. And then when you're an annual pass holder, you need to click it. So we looked this morning, not that we were going to go, but Epcot was closed because of test track, so we couldn't go there.
Just so people are aware, when we say Epcot is closed, it means we cannot be there in the morning. After 2 o'clock, you'd still be able to go.
Thank you for that disclaimer.
Unless it's Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
On certain days.
Okay.
Alrighty, let's spin the wheel.
We have like 6 words left, I think.
Yep. Alright.
Dairy. Okay.
Is that dairy or diary?
Dairy.
Okay.
I think milk needs to be served at restaurants. They have iced tea, they've got lemonade, they've got everything else, they've got water, soda. There needs to be something that's just milk.
I'm guessing you mean like a milk dispenser, yeah, at the
quick service restaurants.
Because you could just get milk at the table service.
Yes, you can. You get the little pint that you get like in elementary school and 3 gulps and it's gone. I'm talking about, like, for the dispenser. I'm thinking of, like, when I go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, because it's dairy country, and they have Turkey Farm, and they have milk dispensers along with soda and everything else. So I think they need a milk dispenser.
I feel like someone would drink that, say they're, and then sue Disney because they're lactose intolerant.
Well, they're idiots then. Sorry. No filter this morning.
Apparently not.
I have a flight this in about a few hours.
We're recording this in the morning for those of you who are listening.
Yeah.
We usually record at night. Dairy, cheese.
Oh, your cheese curds.
Love cheese. There needs to be more cheese. There needs to just be like cheese plates that you can just buy, but not expensive, like the charcuterie boards. Like just buy a thing of cheese.
Maybe there are in France or in Italy. Have you looked?
You have to buy a charcuterie board or a cheese, or there's one cheese plate of imported French cheeses. I'm not paying $15 for teeny pieces of cheese.
You might want to. You might want to try it. You may like it.
$15 for teeny pieces of cheese.
If you have 15 little tiny pieces, excuse me, you spend what, $9 on two egg rolls? You can do it. Then ratatouille. Probably over there would be good. Oh, that is France.
But there just needs to be more cheese.
Less cheese.
More cheese. Less milk.
Okay. Oh, come on, go up. Oh, good.
Waterfall.
I'm not going to do the obvious Tiana's.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking of Moana. They need to have, it's a water rot, it's a water area to get cool and stuff, but they do need a cascading waterfall. I think that would be pretty in there.
It's my turn first, Bookie.
Oh, was? I'm sorry. I got excited.
Actually, I'm also going to be in Epcot, and I'm going to go, instead of being at the Moana's Way of Water, mm-hmm. I'm going to go a little bit away by Figment.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's a waterfall, but it's a waterfall that goes up instead of down.
I didn't remember that. Oh, that's right. There's water jet that shoots upwards.
Yeah, it's water jets. It looks really cool, and it's very Figment area themed. I will say that. And
Figment is great.
Figment is great.
You can go first this time.
It's your turn to go first.
Oh, yeah, I'll go first. You can go first.
Hey, my mom does not know what to say.
No, I don't know what to say.
All right, so I am thinking about, this word is moon. Like the moon in the sky. I am thinking about the little shorts that sometimes go for Pixar movies. And in one of these, there's this dad, grandfather, and a little kid who goes out on a boat, and they put a ladder up in the middle of the ocean. And they climb up to the moon, and they're sweeping the stars off of the moon because that's what lights it up. It's a really cute little short, and I think my mother is currently looking it up
on. No, I got a phone call. I just want to see who it was from.
So, yeah, that's my moon.
Moon. I'm speechless here. Moon. I'm thinking of, like, I love you to the moon and back. I don't think I've ever seen the moon at Disney, come to think of it. When I look up in the sky,
it's because you're never there late enough.
Oh, that's true. Moon. They sell the moon pie somewhere. I really...
They do sell moon pies.
I'm going back to, like, jewelry, where I think there was a moon and a star. Like a crescent-shaped moon and a star and a necklace. I honestly don't know. Okay.
All right. Well, you came up with two small ideas, so that works.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's what I Googled for you.
Okay.
All righty. So, we are in America. I'm pretty sure this is a terminology from another country that is not America that speaks English. It's a swim torch. And I just Googled it. It's bathing suits.
That's bathing suits?
Yeah, it's mostly the boxer brief types, but yeah.
Oh.
Like the ones that go over a whole body, it looks like. But yeah.
Well, I'm going to take it literally, swim torch. I'm thinking of in Soaring, which we went on twice. I loved it. When you go on Soaring, you go over the water, and there's the canoes with a tribe in it, and they have a torch with a flame on it.
Okay.
And a swim torch. That's what I thought it was.
All right. My thought process was, if you forget your bathing suits, you can buy them at the gift shops.
Okay. That's a good point, too.
Yeah. Always a good thing to know. Usually the ones at the resorts, but also if you just want to buy bathing suits in the water parks, you can get them too.
You can. The only thing is that they don't have larger sizes.
All the time.
So you probably have to Amazon that, I would think, more.
Yeah, if you're on the larger side, maybe Amazon better.
Yeah.
All right. Digital.
Got it. My turn or your turn? Yours? Mine. I spoke last. No, you spoke last.
I spoke last. It's okay. My turn now.
Okay.
Digital. Okay, so mine's niche, like very niche. So online, there is these videos of I'm taking my old digital camera to Disney, and they like pretend to take a picture of wherever they are, and instead of what's there, what pops up is a picture from old Disney.
Oh, interesting.
Like vintage pictures of Disney parks.
1970s, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes 90s.
Okay.
But that's where my brain went. It's just really cool. Mm-hmm.
Digital, my brain's been into three different areas.
Okay.
Digital, how they now have the app, which is great, except for you want to get somewhere because you get lost. Also, how the rides are digitalized, and some of them, like we did the Spaceship Earth, and then it stopped. You know, at technology-wise, like we needed to go further.
Yeah.
We're in the Hall of Presidents. We saw the presidential history thing. And it only went so far, but then you see a snippet of like one or two local people, people that are today. And I'm like, wait, but they're like today's people, not, so it's kind of like they threw them in, but they're not quite up to where we need to be in the digital age.
Yeah, they stop at like the 70s, I think.
Yeah, but the, like, if I can say his name, it was Musk that was in there. I'm like, wait, that's Musk?
But he was in the visual digital presentation of it part.
Right, so I thought, why is he in it today? That's a today's, because back in the olden days, I didn't know who Musk really was.
Yeah, but that was from today. That was with his spaceship.
Yeah, oh, true. But I'm just saying, they only did...
We're talking way too much about him right now.
Sorry. The point was, is that they threw him in now, but there's so much before him that they should have included.
But they did.
No, they missed a lot.
They... So they did a lot of... You were asleep for half the time.
I was not asleep for that part.
They did show the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s, the different movements of the United States. They showed those in little snippets during that. Musk was not by himself. He was also with three other inventors.
Well, I know. The Bushes... I mean, the Obamas were there.
And the Obamas were there.
Yeah.
There was clips from 9/11 even.
Yeah, with the fireman lifting the flag. Yeah. They, I'm just saying there's so much more that should have happened.
But there was, and you weren't paying attention.
I was paying attention.
Okay. We have one word left.
And it's a perfect word to end with.
Because the word is guilt.
Guilt.
You're first.
Never, ever have any guilt about going to Disney. It is vacation. Yeah, you spend a little more. I bought two sweatshirts. It's something that you're going to wear and you're going to remember that. The other thing is you can close your eyes and when you need that happy moment, you're going to think Disney because there are so many beautiful memories that you make here.
Okay, so mine was similar.
Okay.
Guilt-free eating.
Oh, ouch, yeah.
Because you are walking and you are walking a lot. So you are burning and burning and burning off calories constantly.
Very true. And it's hot and you're sweating.
Yeah, and you burn more when you're hot and sweating anyways. So do not feel guilty about the food that you're going to eat, even if it costs a lot of money.
Oh, okay.
Okay, my wallet feels a little guilty.
But honestly, it's vacation. It's expensive, but it's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel guilty about that.
And we keep coming back to it, so obviously we love it.
So that is the podcast that we have for this week. It's going to be a little over 30 minutes, so that's not bad.
Nope.
I have no idea what we're doing next week.
We will figure it out like we usually do. We have lots of topics that we haven't covered yet.
That we do. We just have no idea which one yet, so we hope to see you or hope you hear from us next week.
And we will be updating our Instagram.
Randomly.
Well, no, we have a lot of pictures that we need to update into it, which we were going to do, but we just haven't gotten to it yet.
We'll randomly be posting things a little bit more.
Yeah. And feel free to email us. Thank you for the emails we've received. Our email is...
EnchantingMagicPod@gmail.com.
And our Instagram is...
EnchantingMagicPod.
And we're on TikTok, too.
EnchantingMagicPod.
So, Google us with EnchantingMagicPod. Everyone have a magical day.
Bye.